Recent studies have revealed that a staggering 30% of small businesses anticipate difficulties in meeting their financial commitments throughout 2023. It's a concerning statistic, but as concerning as it is, the reality is we need to deal with it. We can't continue to hope that we can just ride it out. Whilst I never coined the phrase knowledge is power, facing this reality in your business can uncover real actionable strategies that can help you navigate these challenges successfully rather than suffer in silence. Running a small business is hard, and financial challenges often arise unexpectedly. However, what's important to remember is that you are not alone. Many business owners face similar obstacles along their journey. The key lies in embracing the right mindset and equipping yourself with the necessary tools to overcome these challenges head on. Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. I'm a big believer that when it comes to managing finances, prevention is better than cure. It's essential to lay a solid financial foundation for your business right from the get-go. This includes taking the necessary steps like creating budgets, tracking your expenses regularly, cash flow management, and also setting realistic revenue and profitability goals. By understanding your business's financial requirements and operations, you can make more informed decisions and mitigate against any potential risks. When you have a solid financial foundation in place for your business, you are always better equipped to weather such economic downturns, much like that which we are experiencing right now. You're better equipped to navigate unforeseen challenges like the change in, say, consumers' behaviors and spending. And you are also equipped, my friend, to seize opportunities that may exist. Yes, opportunities in markets like this. By improving things like your pricing margins and therefore your cash flow. It provides stability. A solid financial foundation provides stability and peace of mind, knowing that you have a clear understanding of your business's financial health and also its ability to continue to trade effectively and make these informed financial decisions that I always talk about. So what does this have to do with 30% of small businesses finding it difficult to meet their financial commitments in 2023? It has everything to do with it. Through a series of choices about the way you operate your business, you have committed yourself to various obligations that are counting on you to show up, to be paid, to fulfill the commitment. Because on the end of these commitments, businesses just like yourself looking for payment to survive. Because my friend, we're all in this together. And here's the thing. Every decision made and action taken in your business carries consequences that extend beyond your own individual company. By honoring your commitments, as hard as it may be, as business owners, we've got a real opportunity to help strengthen the markets in which we exist, to help nurture the imperative relationships needed to continue to operate our business like our suppliers, and contribute to the collective success of our business community. This silver lining, there it is. We all get to tap into this opportunity and as business owners help each other along the way through these tough times. I know it's one thing to establish that our obligations need to be met, but the real question is, how can we do this effectively when we feel like it's mounting up with no end in sight. I feel you, my friend. You're not the only one going through it. I feel you. This is a common feeling right now amongst the business community. And here's the thing. You need to make a plan. You need to get in and get real about it. And the best way to get in and get real about it is to face these demons, yep, those obligations, head on. You need to literally get in and pull out all those bills and literally list them out. Get them into some sort of order based on how you're going to service them or the serviceability of them. And be realistic about this process. Know what the obligation is, when it's due, how much of it's due, who it's due to, and what flexibility you might be able to have with that particular supplier based on your history with them, based on your relationship with them. Now, with all of this information together, the next step in this process is to get some eyes over your bank balance. Then I want you to use both combined the list that you've put together about your obligations and serviceability and your bank balance to get a cash flow management plan in place. Where, I'm sure you're asking, can you find a comprehensive cash flow management plan and resource to do this the most effectively and that has real outcomes for your business right now? Why, my friend, let me tell you, you've come to the right place. You're going to find it in my small business cash flow course, which incidentally kicks off again next Monday, the 17th of July. The doors are now open, so I'm going to put a link in the show notes. I'm not going to harp on about it. I'm going to put a link in the show notes, which will take you to more than enough information about it. But if you do have questions, feel free to get in contact with me. And let's get in there and get that cash flow management plan in place for you. I talk about cash flow management plans, but what is a comprehensive cash flow management plan? Right? Before going on signing up to courses and whatever else, what is it? Well, I thought the best way to describe what a cash flow management plan is, because I think to some degree the answer is in the name. We're talking about cash flow, which is both inflows and outflows. We're talking about management. So we're being able to manipulate in a way how we use our money, where our money goes, direct it accordingly and with confidence. And the plan, of course, is to have some sort of futuristic idea about how that's going to impact our business. But I thought instead of just a simple definition for you, I thought it might be more comprehensive or more useful to you if I listed or spoke about what a comprehensive cash flow management plan must have in terms of its features for it to be successful. I thought that would probably make more use for you right now. So, my friend, grab your pen and paper because here's the list of the following features that I think a comprehensive cash flow management plan must have to be successful. First and foremost, now this is probably going to sound really obvious to you, but it must be accurate, meaning that you need to start with your current bank balance. Go and grab the number. It's a number. It's known to you. Don't pluck a number from anywhere else. Go and grab your current bank balance. Why? Because that's the most accurate piece of information that you have to start building up your cash flow management plan. Let's start with where we are. And this is what I've got in the bank. The good, the bad, and the ugly, my friend. Then build that forecast and management plan from that. And in doing so, I think it should be done in a timely manner to ensure that the serviceability of your obligations are addressed. So they must be accurate. Understanding the serviceability, I previously suggested that you get a list in place about all your obligations. That must be accurate for this to be accurate, for your cash flow management plan to be accurate. So grab that information and plot that into your cash flow management plan, not in a guess way, but you already have the information. You already know when things are due based on any of the work that you did in pulling out those obligations. You know when they're due. You know how much is due. You know what the expectations are. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about it must be accurate. Next up, without a doubt, it needs to be regularly managed. I personally would recommend starting with daily management. I know it sounds like a lot, but definitely daily management. That means taking your opening cash balance, what do I have, what's my cash balance, deducting any cash flows for the day, adding any cash inflows that I assume is going to happen for that day, then making a plan for what you need to do with the remaining balance based on what you know. And then update it when those things actually did happen. And if they didn't happen the way you said they were going to happen, move them to the next day and wait for them to happen. Don't let them disappear into, you know, the big wide cyber world that is spreadsheets. Don't let them disappear. Plot them out, like I said, and see how they land and whether or not they work. That's where the regular management comes in. Do they work? Speaking of, do they work? Your cash flow management plan must also be measurable, meaning that you must be able to review this plan and see whether it's working. See whether any of the assumptions you've made about cash coming in, about payment plans that you might have put in place, about whether or not you can actually service those payment plans, work out whether those assumptions are making sense. And plotting it into a cash flow management plan will give you all eyes on that. You'll be able to see it very clearly. It also needs to be realistic and make sense. So not only accurate, like I said before, but it needs to be realistic and it needs to make sense. You can't pull money from thin air, nor can you pretend that bills will just go away or your creditors will wait forever for you to pay them. You need to get real about it and map it all out. After all, it's a plan at this point. There's no commitment yet. It's a plan. Then what you can do is you can deal with the fallout. But at least you can be confident that you've captured everything you need to ensure that it's realistic to then make some effective and intentional financial decisions. And finally, your plan needs to address the future needs of your business. At a minimum, I would suggest a plan that should address quarterly movements. But realistically, I actually know that you probably have enough information to forecast at least 12 months out. Sounds like a lot, but I can tell you I would recommend a 12-month forecast. Planning is your best protection against any negative fallout that can come when you either can't meet your obligations or you simply aren't addressing them. I know it sounds simple enough, but so many business owners ignore this in their business. I guess it's not as sexy or as fun as a social media strategy or plan, but no social media strategy is going to help your business survive and thrive like a cash flow management plan or an obligation plan, call it what you want. No other strategy is going to do that for you. Here is the benefit of having a plan in place, and I'm sure you know this. It can buy you some time to work through the options you have when it comes to your obligations. It can help you structure how you approach each supplier or financial institution to negotiate these payment plans or payment options or payouts, whatever they may be. It will help you be prepared. Being prepared and having a plan will bode well for these discussions because not only will you know what you can and can't do by when, you can be completely transparent and honest with those that you're having the conversation with. This forms a relationship like no other in your business. Being on the front foot in such situations really does help promote loyalty and trust. And this includes the ATO and your banks. And in times of uncertainty, these are invaluable. These types of traits are invaluable when it comes to your relationships. So my friend, don't struggle. Don't go it alone. Make a plan to hit it head on. And if you don't know what your next step might be, but you want to move forward and create a plan to tackle this struggle, reach out. I'll put details in the show notes of how you can contact me. Or perhaps you may want to join the Small Business Cashflow course, which of course the details will be in the show notes also. But whatever you choose to do today, I hope you make it count. To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.